Welcome to Gene and Mike do the New York Times crossword.
Hi, I'm Gene.
And I'm Mike. And today we're doing the crossword for Thursday, May 9th, 2024. So, did you do the crossword?
I did do the crossword.
And was it a grand Thursday?
It was a tricky Thursday.
I thought so. No rebuses were involved.
No, but it was still tricky.
Yes.
So...
Yep. Mm-hmm. I found it to be tricky because of the theme, and even after figuring out the theme, still very tricky.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So,
but that's what made it good. It was a good Thursday puzzle.
Yes, I think so. And it was by Joe DiPietro, and I know we've seen that name before.
Oh, yes. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And I'm now starting to associate that name with challenging crosswords.
Uh-huh. But no, it was good.
Mm-hmm.
The theme didn't have a revealer, but it had four themed clues. And they all had one thing in common at the end of the phrase, or maybe some of them at the beginning. No, I think it was in the end. It always said, in old Rome.
Right.
So the first one was 16 across, used extreme caution. In old Rome, meaning Rome, the city, Rome, Italy. And the answer, boy, it took me a while to work it out. But, you know, it was walked on eggshells. And I had the GG shells. So I thought, oh, it's eggshells.
Right.
It had to be eggshells. And I had the W-A-L-K and E-D. So it was walked on eggshells. And I'm like, but it doesn't fit because I only had one square left. And I'm like, And so...
Wait, didn't you go, must be a rebus?
No.
Oh.
No, I thought, well, the clue going down was splitting blanks. And the only thing I could think of was hairs.
Yes.
Which didn't fit with all the other clues I had, like six across where the H was, fire on all cylinders. I had rev.
Oh. Oh, that's good. That's much better. I had ace.
Oh, And, I can't remember, but I didn't have the H or the A. I can't remember what I put for elderly. But anyway, so I thought, but that can't be right. And then I'm like, walked on eggshells. I in old Rome is one.
Yes.
So you had walked and then O, N, and E, egg for the eggshells.
Yes.
So, and I'm like, that is so tricky.
The light went on. Okay.
So anyway, that's the way they all were. The second one was 30 across, which was everything will be fine in old Rome. And the answer was don't worry about it, but you had to spell it as they would in old Rome. So you had D-O-N and then I-I, which is two in Roman numerals. So they had the T for don't, and then you had W-O, which is the rest of the word two. And the rest of the clue was R-R-Y, about it. So don't worry about it.
Yes.
And then the third one was 38 across, what we might escape by in old Rome. And that was the skin of our teeth. And the Roman numeral came in with the F of and the first, it was just the F of and then our, the word our. So you had F and then O-U-R, which
four.
Is four. And so you had two empty squares, so you could put an I-V in there, which is the Roman numeral for four, and then the word teeth. And then the last one, the Roman numeral came at the beginning of the clue, 67 across, do a judge's job in old Rome. And it was weigh the evidence. And you had a W, and then you had V-I-I-I, which is eight. So you had the first E-I-G-H, with the W was way, mm-hmm. and then the last letter in eight is T, and then after that you had H-E evidence, so way the evidence.
Yes.
So, tricky.
Very nicely explained. I actually got it in the same place that you did with that first clue, mm-hmm. 16 across. I think they designed that one to be specific, you know. It's like that phrase, walked Guga shells. It's just like walked on eggshells. And so you'd be thinking on eh, and you'd have that O-N and E in your brain at the same time. Mm-hmm. So it just sort of lent itself to being solved.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But I mean, that was fun trying to make that all work.
Yes, it was. It was. So anyway, yeah, that was the theme. But there were some other... interesting clues that you had to kind of think about, like 19 across, cross state, ire.
Yes.
So, and the first one, like a mouse, I put quiet.
I did too.
But it was timid.
Yes.
Timid.
Things cleared up for me a lot when I had the word quiet, when I removed quiet and put in timid.
Uh-huh. And three down I thought was funny. Bad news for a ski resort. That was mild winter.
Yes. So. Yeah, I had that W and I was going for weather, but that wasn't going to fit. So.
Right.
Uh-huh. I had a lot of trouble in the top right corner.
Mm.
There were just, so for instance, 17 down, pigeon dish, I did not know.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought it was going to be, well, I had the Q, the second letter, so it turns out it was squab.
That's right.
And I was sort of playing around with squab, squib.
Oh, uh-huh.
The word next to it, 15 down, fried sugar-covered pastry, was churro.
That's correct.
I didn't know that.
Yes.
I also didn't know the one next to that, fishing basket, was a creole.
That's correct, yes.
And so, you know, the words that I don't know are piling in, coming sort of flying in thick and fast in that corner. I didn't, 23 across, first thing typed in a new tab, perhaps. So I thought www.
Oh.
Even after I had the U, and since I didn't know the churro and I didn't know creole, I had no idea what to do with it. And then the one beneath that, 26 across, where F comes before E, the answer was car.
Yeah.
Because F is a full tank and E is an empty tank.
That's right.
I'm like, wow. I mean, Joe took everything I don't know and just put them answer after answer in sequence there.
Mm.
I thought my streak was about to die there.
Oh.
But somehow I got URL.
Oh, well, good for you.
And because, you know, for the fishing basket creole, that is just not part of my ordinary conversation.
Yeah, no, I knew that one.
Did you?
Mm-hmm. I knew all of those things. Exactly. The only one I didn't know was 12 down, Mitchell and Blank Sports Apparel Company.
Mitchell and Ness.
Ness, yes. But all the others I knew.
Whoa, well, mm-hmm. I guess that made the crossword a lot faster for you, because I spent a lot of time spinning my wheels over there. But I thought car was brilliant. I also thought 14 down was brilliant. One who might bear the burden of proof, editor.
Right, yes.
That's probably what they have to do to try and get Joe Fagliano, the editor of the New York Times crossword now, to approve it. Work editor into the grid.
I noticed Eartha Kitt made another appearance, 28 down.
Yes, she did.
Singer Eartha.
Santa Baby, once again.
Uh-huh, Eartha Kitt. Oh.
The one next to that, 29 down, that being where the U.S.'s first transcontinental railroad was completed, 1869. It was four letters long, mm-hmm. and I thought, well, it's got to be Iowa.
No.
I mean, that's sort of like the center of the country.
Mm-hmm.
What's it doing way out in Utah?
Promontory Point, Utah. Yes.
Wow, you even know the city.
Well, yes, that's U.S. history. So.
Do you know how many nails it took?
No.
I don't know if they used nails to build the railroad.
No, but no, it was in Utah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Did they ever do anything in Iowa? Like, there are railroads in Iowa.
Yes, and...
well, I think they went...
They connected them. And I want to say, you know, that they had a lot of Chinese immigrants that built the railroad from the west to the east, and I believe it was Irish immigrants that built from the east to the west.
Well, the Irish seem to have been working faster because, Utah.
But, I mean, it had, you know, by 1869, most of the Midwest was a state. You know, were states, and the railroads had already been built through the Midwest, so it was just, you know, going across the Great Plains and then into Utah.
Okay, but taking a quick glance at the United States on the map, we see that Utah is almost on the West Coast.
Well, but I think that the Transcontinental Railroad, I think it started up in Northern California, like around San Francisco. So they had to build like down San Francisco, down California, and then over to Utah.
Yeah, but then Transcontinental means it ends in what, New York? That's like eight times longer to get between Utah.
But there would have been railroads already, you know, to Chicago and into the Midwest.
So. Okay. I see. It doesn't sound good, but when you explain it like that, I guess it's sort of like, boy, those people building
I don't know that they built exactly the same amount of, you know, miles of railroad track, but I do know that it was immigrants that built that. It wasn't people who were born in the U.S. That was built by a lot of immigrants. Hmm. So, and they worked very hard.
I'm sure.
And we wouldn't have had it had we not had all of that labor.
I have no doubt. Did you know, since you knew everything else in the grid, did you know 42 down, that being Scotland's Firth of Blank, Firth of Tay?
No, I'd never heard of that.
Okay. Just curious to know if you knew everything in the grid.
I knew 47 down. Dunkable treats.
Could have been donuts, but it was Oreos.
Right.
The one next to that, not answer a question directly as a politician might. The answer was pivot.
Pivot.
I went for evade.
Oh, well, yeah.
Because, I mean, pivot sort of sounds like they're turning the question around.
Yes.
But evade just means they just jumped off the dais so that they wouldn't have to answer it.
That's right.
Let's see here. Like the smell of a pub, 51 down was beery. That was the most obvious answer in the grid. And 64 across, that also was splendid. Always ready to order, bossy.
Yeah.
That sort of caught me by surprise. And then 44 across, what a piece of work, erg.
Yeah, that too. That was another great clue.
Yeah.
I like that one a lot.
There were a lot of good clues here.
Yeah. Well done.
Well done, Joe. All right. Well, that is it for the crossword, but we do have listener mail.
Ooh.
And this listener mail comes from Randall. And Randall writes, let's see. The subject is Don't Give Up. Hi, guys. Thursday's crossword was, for me, what a well-timed piece of email here. A perfect example of a don't give up puzzle. Initially, as I always do, I went through to fill in all the answers that I knew. I quickly realized that virtually every clue I read resulted in, I truly have no idea. I have crosswords like that. My first thought, of course, was that I can't complete this challenge because I knew absolutely none of the answers. I found, though, that if one sticks with it, digs deep, and gets just one answer, even if it's a guess, it's worth going ahead and filling in. If I can get just one answer, that often leads to another answer, and then suddenly another. It's amazing how that single letter can jog one's memory and brain data files, and then quickly begin to grow into more letters and answers. The journey to success began with, not surprisingly, the dunkable treat. Donut doesn't fit. I tried really hard. Those are squishable. This cookie doesn't fit. Oh, of course, the omnipresent Oreos. Then a dunking obstacle. It begins with R. Could it be rims? Not sure, but I'll just put that in. It was correct. Bit by bit, letter by letter. Then when I figured out the Roman numeral trick, wow. So, fantastic. Well done, Randall. We are applauding as we speak here. So, I succeeded in completing the entire grid, going from I know nothing to I did it. A great sense of accomplishment and actually a lesson on how to live life. One step at a time and don't give up.
Oh, that's profound.
That's true. I mean, it really does take grit. And it's especially after you look and say, like, huh, I know nothing in this grid, so brilliantly done. Mm-hmm. Thanks, my tireless crossword friends. You two are no milksops, that's for sure.
Oh, well, that's good to know.
Regards, Randall. Well, thank you so much for that, Randall. And that was a great story of your epic struggle there, mm-hmm. beating Joe DiPietro and Joe Fagliano. Isn't that interesting? I'm sorry, Joel Fagliano. I was going to say it was Joe and Joe, but it's Joe and Joel.
That's right.
So thank you so much for that. And congrats on getting a hard Thursday done. Uh-huh. That really was interesting.
Great description.
Yeah.
And we've all been there, I think. You know, yeah. I've had puzzles like that. Usually they're on Saturday or Friday, but you know, where you're just like, I am never going to fill this in. But
right.
Like he says, one letter and it's like, well, it could be this. And so,
And of course, as you get more letters filled in, the easier it gets because you've got more crosses to. Mm-hmm. But then at some point, you sort of run into the end, like, you know, squab and churro and creel and URL and car all in one place. Then you've got like, you know, a rectangle of eight letters or 10 letters to deal with. Then it gets especially messy. But all right, don't give up. Excellent suggestion. Mm-hmm. And for the rest of you, if you want to do what Randall just did and drop us a line, crosswordpodcast@icloud.com, please do so. We also have, allegedly, on our the information that is displayed along with our show notes now, there should be a button that says fan mail. And if you click on that, we believe you can text us. Yes. So far, we've only had one letter, one bit of fan mail, and it's from us. So if anyone else wants to test out the system, you can try it. And if it doesn't work, we'll never know.
Well, and then email us and say, hey, it doesn't
work. Hey, do you get my text? All right. Well, we're just trying to bring ourselves slowly into the 21st century. We'll be doing quantum tunneling next week. We're going to try and go into the 23rd century. Anyway, that is it for today. So thanks, everyone, for listening.
Yep.
We'll be back again with our cutting-edge analysis of tomorrow's crossword tomorrow.
Bye-bye.